This is an exercise on playing doublings. You will notice that every doubling begins with a G grace note, which is on the downbeat, followed by a second grace note immediately after the downbeat. The first grace note, the G, is for accenting the melody note, and it's for taking the player from one note to another. The second grace note is your doubling or echo effect of the doubling itself. The grace notes from low A up to C are G followed by D, and from D to F it's always a G grace note followed by the next higher. The movements in high G and high A have been traditionally taught as doublings. It might be rightfully better to call them throws, much like the throw on D. The doubling exercise is meant to strengthen the accent of the G grace note on the beat. The doubling would sound like this. And with a metronome set at 60 beats per minute. Notice that the G grace note always falls directly on the beat itself. Now the doubling drill is designed to encourage better placement of the G grace note on the downbeat. It consists of several lines, all the doublings, and are played from all the notes, so it covers every single combination that might be covered in a complete tune. The intent is to play it straight through, taking as few breaths as possible. Any break of rhythm, any miss of doubling, any failure to join from one line to the next will be considered a fault, and you must start back at the beginning. Start at a tempo which is slow enough for you, for example 40 or 50 beats per minute, to play it well and experience the strong downbeat. And then gradually increase your tempo so that you are able to get up into the 90 and 100 and maybe even 110 beats per minute region. At 60 beats per minute, I'll play the first two or three lines of this exercise. So on. You will continue on this exercise on a daily basis until such time as you can master it completely at one tempo. Use your metronome to raise the tempo up. So I repeat, start slow enough that you can play in time. A grace note, G grace note, early or late does not constitute a doubling. Good luck with it.